ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 14 టెక్స్ట్ 38. యద్బాహుదండభ్యుధాయున్ను జీవినో యదు ప్రవీరహి అకృతో భయముః అధిక్రమంతి అంగ్రిభిరాహృతాం బలాత్ సభాం సుధర్మాం సురసత్తమోచితాం. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. యద్బాహుదండభ్యుదయానుజీవినో యద్బాహుదండభ్యాయుదనాయుజీవనో యదు ప్రవీర హి అకుతో భయామోహ యదు ప్రవీరా హి అకుతో భయామోహ అధిక్రమంతి అంఘ్రిభిర్ ఆహృతాం బలాత్ అధిక్రమంతి అంఘ్రిభిర్ ఆహృతాం బలాత్ సభాం సుధర్మాం సురసత్తమోచితాం. సభాం సుధర్మాం సురసత్తమోచితాం. యద్బాహుదండభ్యుధాయానుజీవినో యదు ప్రవీరహి అకుటో భయామోహ అధిక్రమంతి అంఘ్రిభిరాహృతాం బలాత్ సభాం సుధర్మాం సురసత్తమోచితాం. యద్బాహుదండభ్యుధాయానుజీవినో యదు ప్రవీరహి అకుటో భయామోహ అధిక్రమంతి అంఘ్రిభిరాహృతాం బలాత్ సభాం సుధర్మాం సురసత్తమోచితాం.
Yeah.
Yet, whose Bahudanda, arms, Abhyudaya, influenced by Anujivinah, always living, Yadu, the members of the Yadu dynasty, Praviraha, great heroes, Hi Akuto Bayaha, fearless in every respect, Muhu, constantly, Adhikramanti, traversing, Angribihi, by foot, Ahritam, brought about, Balat, by force, Sabham, assembly house, Sudharmam, Sudharma, Surasattama, the best among the demigods, Uchitam, deserving. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great translation, the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of Lord Sri Krishna, always remain fearless in every respect, and therefore their feet trample over the Sudharma assembly house, which the best demigods deserved, but which was taken away from them. Purport: those who are directly servitors of the Lord are protected by the Lord from all fearfulness, and they also enjoy the best of things, even if they are forcibly accumulated. The Lord is equal in behavior to all living beings, but He is partial to His pure devotees, being very affectionate towards them. The city of Dwaraka was flourishing, being enriched with the best of things in the material world. The state assembly house is constructed according to the dignity of the particular state. In the heavenly planets, the state assembly house called Sudharma was deserving of the dignity of the best of the demigods. Such an assembly house is never meant for any state on the globe, because a human being on the earth is unable to construct it, however far a particular state may be materially advanced. But during the time of Lord Krishna's presence on the earth, the members of the Yadu family forcibly brought the celestial assembly house to earth and placed it at Dwaraka. They were able to use such force because they were certain of the indulgence and protection of the Supreme Lord Krishna. In other words, the Lord is provided with the best things in the universe by His pure devotees. Lord Krishna was provided with all kinds of comforts and facilities available within the universe by the members of the Yadu dynasty, and in return such servitors of the Lord were protected and fearless. A forgetful conditioned soul is fearful, but a liberated soul is never fearful. Just as a small child completely dependent on the mercy of his father is never fearful of anyone, fearfulness is a sort of illusion for the living being when he is in slumber and forgetting his eternal relation with the Lord. Since the living being is never to die by his constitution, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.20, then what is the cause of fearfulness? A person may be fearful of a tiger in a dream, but another man who is awake by his side sees no tiger. The tiger is a myth for both of them, namely the person dreaming and the person awake, because actually there is no tiger. But the man forgetful of his awakened life is fearful, whereas a man who has not forgotten his position is not at all fearful. Thus the members of the Yadu dynasty were fully awake in their service to the Lord, and therefore there was no tiger for them to be afraid of at any time. Even if there was a real tiger, the Lord was there to protect them. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. We are continuing our reading on the disappearance of Lord Krishna. Yesterday we also discussed, yesterday and the day before, about how Yudhishthira Maharaj, for those who have not been here, a recap, how Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting to hear from Arjuna, who has gone to Dwaraka and come back. But when he has come back, he is very different. He looks depressed. He looks worn out, forlorn. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is questioning him. How is Krishna? How is Balarama? How are all my, dear devotees? How are they doing, etc.? Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking. And Arjuna is going to reply. So in the same tone, this great praise of Krishna and the Yadus and their Sudharma assembly hall is being cited by Yudhishthira. He is saying, the great heroes of Yadu dynasty being protected by the arms of Lord Sri Krishna always remain fearless in every respect. And therefore their feet trample over the Sudharma assembly house which the best demigods deserved but which was taken away from them. So the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty. Hero means, in Kshatriya terms, hero means chivalrous, very brave, courageous, and able to give protection to the people, living by great Kshatriya principles, very noble. They were great heroes, means anyone can rely on them, can go and ask them, please protect me, they'll immediately protect you. That's what a Kshatriya is supposed to do. The very weak reflection of those protecting forces nowadays are the policemen. You can see in modern time, please protect me means they'll turn their face and walk off. But if you give money, they'll immediately protect you. Very cheap, low class, nothing noble, nothing heroic. If you look at them itself, we'll see they're not the least bit heroic. Huge pot-bellied policemen, lot of bribes they have been taking and lot of drinking they have been doing. They actually are very afraid themselves. How can they make other people fearless? They can't directly go and face anybody. So this is the Kshatriya force that is available to us. And they join the criminals also. And they conjointly commit crime. This is what you read in the newspapers. Consistently you read that. But just imagine people who are able to protect you. If you ask, it is their duty to protect you. And they will keep their vow of protecting you. How happy you will feel. Anytime I need protection, I can go. Right? And I will get my protection that I need. So when the citizens feel, I am protected, they feel sheltered. But in the modern world, nobody feels that. Nobody feels that. So many things will attack them because there is nobody on top to protect you. So they are heroes because they really protect. And that's why they are allowed to collect taxes. And people willingly give taxes. Why? Because you get great protection. And they do their duty. I should do my duty. So in the modern life, in this civilization, people don't pay taxes because they don't get any protection from anybody. The government ties up with some forces, the policemen hand in glove with criminals. Where is the protection for anybody? Nobody is protected. Everybody is very vulnerable to attack. That's why you see terrorist attack here, some vandals attack here, somebody destroys this, somebody rapes somebody, somebody's, you know, dacoits, somebody does, everything is happening all along. No chance of anybody protecting. No law. So these are not heroes. They are zeros. No hero. Zero. This is the meaning of heroism. Arjuna will be asked later question also by Yudhishthira. Did you give word to somebody and you were not able to keep it up? That's why you are looking so sad? Because for a Kshatriya, if he gives a word and he is not able to keep it up, he commits suicide better. So they were heroes, the Yadus. Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Samba, all of them were great fighters and great heroes. Protecting the whole Yadavas, the community. Living by Krishna's order, living by Krishna's instructions. Very well happy. Why? Because they were also protected by Krishna. How you can give protection to somebody else if you know you are protected? See, that is why Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was called Abhaya Charanara Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Abhaya means fearless. When you are directly protected by the Lord, you don't have any fear. My father is there, nothing to worry. This is how the Yadus were. Because actually Krishna was there. And he was moving around. Anytime anything happened, they would come to him. And he would say, this is what to be done. And anything he can handle. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why do you have to worry about anything? So, even if Arjuna could not keep up his word, Krishna would help him to keep up his word. You know that famous story in Krishna book about that Brahmana coming and complaining. My son is disappearing. Every time he is born, somebody comes and takes him away. Please do something. Arjuna says, don't worry. I am here to protect you. Go ahead. Some eighth son or somebody he gets. And then Arjuna, with his arrows, he creates a whole shelter over his house. It does all sorts of fantastic things for protection and waits there. And he comes and says, what is the use of you? My son has disappeared again. Then Arjuna, how can he, you know, my Gandiva is so powerful. How is it possible? Nobody can defeat me. Then he feels very bad. Then he says, okay, I'm not able to protect you. I tried, I'm not able to protect you. I commit suicide. I promised you that if I'm not able to give you protection and keep your son that is newly born for you, I will die. He makes a pyre. Burning flames, he's ready to get inside. Krishna stops him. Wait. Relax. Because if at all Arjuna is defeated, it must be Krishna, something he's doing. He knows. He said, relax, I will get the son for you. Let's go. And he goes all, takes Arjuna all the way across the universe and goes into Mahavishnu's place. There he retrieves the son and brings him back. And in this way Arjuna is saved from having to commit suicide because he did not keep up his word. In this way the Lord protects his devotees from breaking their word. He protects his devotees. So that is what is being mentioned here. The heroes in the Yadu dynasty, they were able to do heroic deeds because Krishna was directly protecting them and they could completely rely on Krishna. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never feel unprotected. Declare it boldly. I always protect my devotees. He will never fail. This is Krishna's guarantee. But the problem is, we don't depend on Krishna. We have to be taught and trained how to depend on Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. How to depend on the Lord for everything. Because he is the greatest shelter. How to become fearless? In this material world, why do we get afraid? Have you examined it? Why do we get afraid? A small child, if you open a dark room to him, will immediately stand back. He'll go and hide inside his mother's sari. Very afraid. Why? There is fear. Why there is fear? The small child is afraid. The birds are afraid. The businessman is afraid. Everybody is afraid. Fear. Fear springs inside for everybody in material existence. Fearful. Look at a bird's face. Quick. It's keeping looking like this. You know, right next to its nest, it will be looking here, like that. It's completely afraid. And many people are afraid. Women are afraid to go on the road alone. Why? Due to many reasons. Because of ignorance is the first reason. Ignorance of yourself, ignorance of the Lord, ignorance of the material world. That brings fear. And when you forgotten about yourself, that is in ignorance, and you think, I am this body, I am not spirit soul, you will get more afraid. Bhayam dvitiya binivesata sayad ishat apetasya viparyayo asmritihi. Asmriti, smriti means remembrance, asmriti means forgetfulness. Viparyaya means opposite. When you are forgotten, opposite happens to you. When you have forgotten who you are forgotten Krishna, you will become fearful. Bhayam dvitiya, thinking, I am this body. See in front of the mirror, this is how I am looking. I am this body. I am this mind. If you think like that, you will always be afraid. This is the way the material world is designed. Designed to keep you afraid, locked up, imprisoned. Because of forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of the Lord creates fear. This is the formula for Maya. That is why when we remember the Lord and we are always in connection with the Lord, there is no fear. Because shelter is offered. This is a foundational principle of the material world. No God, full of fear. When you have God in the center of your life, you are fearless. You can actually see that. Devotees become increasingly free from unnecessary fear. When they look at their body slowly dwindling in the mirror, they become more and more afraid. Death is coming. Become more afraid. Go run to the boutique. Makeup. Go to the doctor, go to the psychiatrist. What all people do out of fear. But whatever you may do, the body will age in front of your eyes. And then everything will go rotten. It will fall down. Most fearful is old age, death. Your fear keeps on increasing as you become older. Because your body really disappoints you. You put all your faith in the body. I am this. See the design? It is designed for destruction. But you're thinking that it will be forever. I am forever. My body will live with me forever. No. It's very horrible to watch people thinking like that and dying. It troubles them so much. And when they die, they're calling for their relatives, everybody. And only Yamadutas come. Coming. They all will not come. I am only coming for you. They look even more fearful. Yamadutas look deadly. They come with their huge dogs and with their ropes. How much more fearful you'll get if you don't know anything about Krishna. If you don't know anything about the fact that you're spirit soul. I can't imagine. very fearful you become. Death is, you know, so fearful a thing. So if you don't remember Krishna, if you don't know who you are, better face horrible fears. That's why people get drunk. They think by getting drunk they can forget everything. Their next life will be more tamasic. They can forget human life also. How to forget this fear is why people get into all these other habits. They drink, they smoke, they socialize, they do that, they do this. Everybody is running away from their own fears. Entertainment, that, this, everything to forget. Because thinking about themselves, they become afraid. Ashishu, what will happen to me? What will happen to me? Who will protect me? My son, my wife, my children, my relatives, they are all after me. For what? My money. But who really is interested in me? You get fear. Even the richest man has the greatest fear. You see, when you possess material asset, you will die of fear. In the Bhagavadam, there's a description given by the great saint whom Prahlad Maharaj meets. He tells him about different gurus that I met and I learnt lessons. He speaks about the arrowsmith. He speaks about the lady who is pounding rice and her bangles and what he learned from her. And he speaks about a hawk. You know, the flying in the sky hawk. He speaks about a hawk. A hawk swoops down and gets a piece of meat in its beak. As soon as it gets the piece of meat in its beak, so many other hawks attack that hawk in the midair. And it is diving, swerving, and all these hawks go and attack that hawk. Then that hawk chasing right because it's got something to eat. And then it realizes all of a sudden, why are they attacking me? It's because of this meat in my beak. I was peacefully sitting on the tree, nobody was attacking me. I got this piece of meat on my beak, they're all attacking me. So quickly drop that. They all left him. The hawk, all the other hawks left this hawk. And he became peaceful and he said, see, this is what is the problem. And this wise man saw that, see, if you have any material possessions, everybody will attack you and you will be in great fear. Live, don't keep any material possession with you. Nobody will attack you, you will be fearless. You don't have to be afraid of anybody because you don't have anything. People don't come near you. If you have any material asset, you have money, you have property, you have talent, you have beauty, you have anything with you, people will attack you, either subtly or grossly. And that creates fear. So these are all the reasons people get afraid in this material world about. Because it's the wrong concept of life. Forgetfulness of yourself, forgetfulness of God, forgetfulness of relationship with the material world. This is called Sambandha Gyan. When you don't have Sambandha Gyan through Sambandha Tattva taught to you by Guru, as instructions given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when you don't have Sambandha Gyan, you will suffer out of fear. But when you are taught by Sadguru, who are you? Nothing to be worried about. Even Arjuna was afraid in the battlefield. What will happen to all of them? What will happen to their children? Their wives will become widows. I don't want to do that. And Krishna tells him, that is ignorance. See? And he teaches him, who are you? I am spirit soul. I am eternal. I will not die. This one, three simple points, if you can understand, you'll become fearless. I am spirit soul, not this body. I am eternal. I will not die. Simple things, if you understand, you'll become fearless. You see? So that is what is the lesson we get here. The Yadus, they were fearless because they had the protection of Krishna and they were fully aware of the fact that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His devotees and we don't do anything else but devotional service to Krishna. So what wrong did I do? And Krishna is here to protect me. I am His servant. I am His devotee. I don't have to worry. This is the confidence of a devotee. Devotees look very confident and very happy. And materialists don't like it. What makes you so confident? What makes you so happy? Nothing you have got with you. And why are you so? I remember when we bought this land, when we did the registration for this land, it was three landlords. And they were Benami for somebody else's land. This is belongs to somebody else standing behind. And it's written in these three people's name. They come to transact. It doesn't belong to them also. And what one of them did is, he sold 1 acre of it to some four people. And he never mentioned to me. Signed the agreement. And afterwards, when we are going for registration, that time I find out. Then all the other three partners together say, why did you not tell that day only to Swamiji? Then he wouldn't have signed the agreement, wouldn't have taken the advance. Then he said, what can I do? What do I care? Because it is not his land anyway. Then I was sitting there in the car, in the office, and he's telling me that the others are coming and telling me, Swamiji can't register because he has sold 1 acre to four people inside. And he never told, it's already 4 months. But he took the advance himself. Then I was telling him, why did you do like that? Then suddenly he got angry and he said, I will do like that only. Who are you to tell me? What do you have with you? He told me. You are just a Swamiji. You have nothing with you. I have property. I have 5 crores in the bank. He started talking from outside the car. I was just watching him. What will you do to me? He asked. I said, I will not do anything to you. Krishna will do something to you. And others were all looking at him afraid, but he was, who cares? So people, they get very proud and puffed up because they have a little wealth, a little capability, a little asset. Immediately it makes you very proud. That pride makes other people feel envious of you. And the fact that you possess his property also is a reason for their envy. It will just attack on you. See? So, inside the material world, we should have the consciousnesses, even if we have some property or anything, we should know it belongs to Krishna. It is temporarily allowed to be used by me for my requirement. Ishavashyam idam sarvam. Then the person knows how to utilize it in the service of Krishna. He becomes fearless. He becomes fearless. Anybody who knows this secret, that I am spirit soul, I don't die, and everything in my possession will go away from me, they actually belong to the Lord. Who knows this simple fact and practices it will become fearless. Although Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came to America with 40 rupees in his pocket and started the movement. And even when he passed away, he was the same person with the cane in his hand and with the same talk and speaking the same thing, surrender to Krishna. He had temples all over the world and billions worth of properties and everything. He never claimed it to be his. He never named his mission after him. It was called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he taught all his followers, everything belongs to the Lord. What is in possession of ISKCON legally, and what is not in possession of ISKCON, the whole world also belongs to the Lord. You simply use what is required for service to the Lord. And for service to the Lord, he will provide amply. And he will protect you, because you are his devotee. And his salesman, why he will not protect you? He will protect you more, because you are preaching the message of the Lord. So here Prabhupada is saying, those who are directly servitors of the Lord are protected by the Lord from all fearfulness, and they also enjoy the best of things even if they are forcibly accumulated. This is what other people normally think from outside. From outside, many people, first question they ask is, ungalku sambalam iruka? Do you get paid? Do you get a salary? Is the first thing they ask. Then we tell them, no, there is no salary. No salary for you. Then how do you look after yourself? I am looked after by the ashram. Really, whatever you want, they will give you. Yes, whatever I want. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadramayi ki. They will, you can get a car, you can get a wife, you can get everything. I don't need all that. Oh, you don't need. Then they say, oh, why you don't need? I don't need it. Then they are very surprised. Now I understand why you are looking very happy. We tell, okay, join us. No. I have this. They get to learn. Oh, you're not getting salary. You get. How do you get the things that you require? You have to work hard and make money. But how are you living? You see, how are you living? So people are surprised. But we teach people how to be detached. And then they join us. They don't need anything much. They get their basic necessities. Krishna looks after everybody. We don't do any business. We speak Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna, and people take our books. That's all. That is our family business. It's coming from Krishna. The same business from Krishna onwards. Speak Bhagavad Gita, speak Bhagavat, do Harinam Sankirtan, tell people, become detached from the material world. Right? And simple living, high thinking. And people join us. And we don't have much of an expense. Because we don't cater to everybody's desires. We have a little standard. And that's it. We live happily. Actually, we live very opulently. Krishna brings and protects his devotees. Everything we get, we offer it to Krishna. And afterwards, we take prasad. That is opulent. Because it is belonging to Krishna. See. So Prabhupada said, if there is a big landlord, big person, and he has lot of wealth and everything, his servant also will get a little bit of that enjoyment automatically. Prabhupada said, if you handle ghee, if you are a ghee businessman, and you handle ghee, some ghee will get stuck to the hand. That is yours. Invariably, some ghee will get stuck to the hand. That belongs to you. So when you handle Krishna's things for the sake of Krishna, Krishna will automatically, something will get stuck to you. Not because I want it to get stuck, not because I want to enjoy. It's by Krishna's plan that he offers his devotees. He wants to look after his devotees very well. They should never feel any want for anything because they are my servants. They don't think of anything else. They are simply serving me. So Krishna opulently awards his devotees, but they don't really enjoy it. They offer it back to Krishna. In this way, between Krishna and his devotees, there is a wonderful reciprocation. I don't need anything. I simply need an opportunity for your service. That's all I need. And Krishna is providing all sorts of things for his devotees. He uses it in the service of Krishna without getting attached to it. In this way, devotees are very opulent, but they don't enjoy the opulence. And so for people from outside, they think these people are very opulent. Right? But we sleep on little 10 square feet on the floor at the most, and we eat a little meal that we have, and we are up in the morning at 3:30, chant Hare Krishna and move around and do everything that's required. So Krishna, he provides for his devotees. And devotees are never bothered about any material requirements. That is experience of everybody. They may look as persons who don't have anything much, but any time they want, they can get anything they want. Therefore, it is not very thrilling to get something. But what they want is love of Krishna. That is what they want. That is the greatest treasure. That is what they want. Devotees of the Lord don't want anything cheap and temporary. No material assets. They don't ask the Lord for all these things. They straight ask for the Lord for the most precious commodity, bhakti. And the Lord also knows this person is very intelligent. And he is asking for this. Let me see. Muktir dadati karhichit nasma bhakti yogam. Krishna will give even liberation for you from the material world easily, but giving bhakti, not so easily. He will wait and see. How devoted is this person? And between the Lord and his devotee, there is another great treasure that is going to get transferred. Not all these simple things that people in this material world are fighting for and which they leave behind and go. After all the fight they do, kingdoms, you know, possessions, everything, when they die, including their body, they have to leave and go. So devotees know there's no use of fighting for these things, because in the end you will not possess any of those things. But they actually ask Krishna for devotion, prema, which is the greatest wealth for the soul. Krishna, Krishna's names, Krishna's devotional service, these are great wealth for the soul. This is what will make you fearless. This possession is the real possession of the soul. All other material possessions are artificial possessions. They don't really belong to you. You are under the illusion that they belong to you, and because of that illusion, you suffer. Anyway, when you die, they no more belong to you. Including your body doesn't belong to you. But you are eternal. So therefore, eternally, bhakti belongs to the soul. That is the greatest treasure. You see? So therefore, Krishna protects his devotees. First of all, they don't care much for material things. After Yudhishthira Maharaj did the Rajasuya Yajna, he was the emperor of the whole world. After it was successfully done, he worshipped Krishna and everything happened. To all the Brahmanas, he was supposed to give Dakshina. You know what Dakshina he gave? His entire kingdom, the whole globe, he split it. You take the western side, you take the eastern side, you take the northern side, you take the southern side. He split it to the Brahmanas. He gave away everything. All this Rajasuya Yajna, everything he did, and assumed proprietorship of the whole globe as a king. Then he gave Dan. He gave everything. They accepted. And they all got together and said, what is the use of this for us? We are just Brahmanas. We don't have any value for this. Better you keep it. Rule the kingdom. They gave it back to him. And they asked him to rule. You keep it and you rule. We will advise you what to do. In this way, he was an ideal king. Because he didn't want to be the king. He is not king for the sake of material reasons. He is king only because the Brahmanas are telling him to be king. Out of respect for them. Because my elders have said so, I am doing this. Not that I want to be, not that I want the post, not that I want the position. Because of that, he is able to do his service very well. Detached from his position. Anytime he can walk away and keep Krishna with him and go. That is his real possession. Right? That Yudhishthira, he is saying, Yadus were protected by Krishna. They were heroes. They were heroes. And the Sudharma assembly, it is such an amazing place. A Sudharma assembly means like their parliament. It's where everybody meet together and decide what to do. They discuss things. The assembly hall, Krishna would come every day. And all his great, you know, aides and everybody will be there. Uddhava was his minister. Everybody will assemble there. The Sudharma hall was one yojana breadth and one yojana length. You know how much is one yojana? Anybody knows how much is one yojana? If you have read Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, you may know. 8 miles. One yojana is 8 miles. 8 miles by 8 miles was the hall. You know how much 8 miles is from here? Beyond Nilambur somewhere. Miles. And this side, miles. The hall was so big. And anybody who steps into the hall becomes immortal. No death for him. The hall has got so many amazing properties like that. It's not ordinary because Krishna is stepping inside that. So the big description was Sudharma Hall, which I read before, I forget. That Sudharma Hall was brought from the heavenly planets, is mentioned here, by the Yadus. Forcibly they brought it and said, what is the use of Indra enjoying it? You enjoy it. It's for Krishna. They brought it and nobody said anything. Nobody said anything. At the end it went back. These are the types of facilities demigods have. Then what will Krishna have? Opulence. Where Krishna is there, there is always opulence. It's mentioned by Sanjaya in the last sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. Wherever Krishna is there, there will be opulence, Sri, and Vijaya, victory. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Yadus, who are His devotees, said, you must get the best. We should offer the Lord the best. So, which is the best hall available in the whole creation? Bring it here for Krishna. They brought it. Nobody said anything. Even the Devas could not do anything. Because it's meant for Krishna, it's okay. Don't fight. Same, when we do deity worship, we offer the best to the Lord. We must always know that for Krishna, we must offer the best. Not that we keep the best for ourselves and what we don't want, we give it off to the Lord. Offering. Offer to the Lord. Many of our life patron members come here regularly with a full lorry of broken chairs, broken washing machine, you know, fridge that has got two pipes outside, no Freon in it. Or old furniture, two legs broken like that. Swamiji, we want to donate all these things to the ashram. When we look at the lorry, he said, no, we don't want this. We are not supposed to use all these opulent things. Because we can see it's all broken. These opulent things are not meant for brahmacharis. No, Swamiji, we want to give. You must take. They push the lorry inside, dump everything, go like a big heap. And they go. And we have to sell it to somebody. Nearest, taken. You cannot use anything. Because they have redone their house. They have just spent half a crore and they have done the interior decor. And this goes to the Supreme Personality of God, its devotees. This will go to them. Uday Koi Goindaya Namaha. You know that story? For those who are new, this is a popular story in ISKCON. Uday Koi. Koi means puri, nel puri. It flies in the sky. Very light. So there was a Brahmana, stingy Brahmana, who in between his all the other rituals that he was doing in everybody's house, in the end he will say, please buy some puri. One packet, 10 rupees puri. Like that. He had a lot of puri and people will buy. Everywhere he goes, side business, little bit puri. Making money. Very stingy fellow, but he'll never offer any concession, nothing to anybody, no donation to the Lord, nothing. He knows Govinda is the supreme. You have to offer to Govinda. Puri, not even one packet he'll offer. So one day he was carrying the puri for packing. And it was this Adi Kath came. Boof! And all the puri went off into the sky. Then he thought, gone, puri all gone. Better offer to the Lord. Uday koi Govinda namaha. Oh, flying puri, I offer you to the Lord. Because anyway, it is no use. It will not come to him. So there's a popular saying we use, Uday Koi. He's given donation, Uday Koi. Means he doesn't want it, he cannot use it, so he has given donation. No, we must give the best to the Lord. That is devotion. What is your best possession? Give it to the Lord. See, when the king of Puri, she had the best possession was a diamond ring on her nose, which she did not wear. She was very precious, so she didn't wear. When she saw Sakshi Gopal paid obeisances, she looked at the beauty of Sakshi Gopal. Then she thought, I want to give my diamond ring to you. The best thing, king, queen, thinking. Then she thought, oh, you may not have a hole here. So I can't put the diamond ring. Because those diamond rings are not like modern day ladies wearing studs. They poke. the nose and make a hole and then properly put a diamond ring. So she thought like that and she was sad, "Oh, I can't offer you because you don't have a hole in your nose." In the night, Sakshi Gopal came in the queen's dream and said, "No, I have a hole. In my young age, my mother made a hole. These pujaris have covered it with all their cleaning, everything is not there. Come and see, I have a hole. I'll take the diamond ring." She became very thrilled in the morning because it was a sincere offering of her best possession. She became very thrilled. She ran to the king and said, "We must go immediately." He said, "You just came from there yesterday. We must go now. I got this dream. I've got the diamond ring ready. I want to offer it. He came in my dream and told me, bring it. I have a hole in my nose." So they went all the way, the king and the queen. And they went close to the deity and asked him to wipe. And they saw a hole with the flute. He's got a nice hole. So they placed it, cleaned the hole and placed it for the Lord offering. It was looking very beautiful with the nose ring. And she became very happy. If you are sincere and you want to give the best to the Lord, He will make it. He will make sure that it is taken by Him, the offering. A prostitute wanted to offer her life's earnings. If you go to Gujarat, you can see that famous temple. What's the temple called? A place called Dakor. The original Dwarkadish temple. Dwarkanath came, brought on a bullock cart by his devotee all the way to Dakor. One night he disappeared from there. And he came to Dakor. It's a big story. I went there 2 years back. Very beautiful temple. It was built by a Muslim. A Muslim king built the temple. Because the deity was so beautiful. In that temple, worship is going on. Full stone temple. Very nice. And they sing very affectionately songs, all the Gujaratis. There was one lady of low character, a prostitute, which all the big people there were very familiar with her. She was a devotee. Unfortunately, this is my profession. But I am a sinful lady. But my Lord, I am your devotee. I don't know anybody else but you. So she saved up all her money. She made a diamond crown. Very costly. And she brought it to the Lord. In Dakor, it's a big story. She brought it to the Lord and told the pujari, "Offer it." The pujari looked at her and got very angry. "Heck, from you offering to the Lord? You are such a low class person." Then another person came. "Who? You? Get out." Then all these different people in the temple and all the rich men and all the local society, when everybody came and they shouted, "Get out." Then the public who were watching, they said, "Arey, what's your problem? Somebody wants to offer to the Lord, you take it and offer, it's not your business. You just offer, as though you're checking everything that we are offering, who are we, what we are doing. You offer to the Lord, it's not." So there was an argument going on there in between. And she started crying. She felt, "Oh, my Lord will not accept this. Even He thinks I am low. Even though I am His devotee, I am useless. I took all my savings for years and years and years together and I thought I will offer this. But my Lord, I am in such a position that your pujari will not accept it. The people governing the temple don't want it. The great people in the society here all speak ill of me," because all of them visit her. So they know, and she knows everybody. So how is it possible to take from? The situation was like that. But the public, they don't know this. Visiting public, they were telling, "Take it." And there was an argument going on between the public and this. In between, she was almost given up. All of a sudden, zip, it disappeared from her hand and on top of Krishna's head was the crown. While they were arguing, Krishna took it, "You guys argue, my devotee is offering input." She's offering with love and devotion. Whether it is a costly thing or not, I am not bothered. He took, the deity took the crown, put on his head. And she saw the Lord with the crown, boom, left her body. There only she died. That satisfaction she had, my Lord has accepted it. And she passed away. She was a great devotee. Because all that time she was thinking about the Lord. And all her possessions she gave to the Lord. The Lord accepted it. And these fellows were discussing whether it is good or bad to take it or not take it. Who cares? The Lord simply cares for devotion. In this way, the best thing should be offered to the Lord. Not some low-class thing that you cannot use. I tell devotees, I tell everybody who comes, if somebody gets offerings like that, we don't offer it to the Lord. We should get the best. Prabhupada told us, in season, what is the best fruit, best quality, what is in season, you should bring it and offer to the Lord. Clip it nicely. So, devotees who know that, they always bring the best thing in the market. Best mangoes in the market. Export quality, it's meant for Lord only. Export quality for the home. இது ஒரு அரை கிலோ வாங்கிக்கோ கோயிலுக்கு கொடுத்துடலாம். திஸ் ஹவ் எவ்ரிபடி டஸ். எக்ஸ்போர்ட் குவாலிட்டி ஃபார் மை சில்ட்ரன். த அதர் ஒன் ஒரு ஹாஃப் கிலோ டேக் இட் டு த டெம்பிள். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐம் ஃபீலிங் கில்டி. ஸோ ஒன் ஹாஃப் கிலோ யூ சென்ட் தட் டு த டெம்பிள். ஸோ மெனி டைம்ஸ் வி கெட் லாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் தட் ஹவ் இன்சைட் காட் வேர்ம்ஸ் ஆர் இட் இஸ் வெரி சவர் ஆர் இட் இஸ் தேட் திஸ் எவ்ரிதிங். So this should be known that the best thing should be given to the Lord. That's why the Yadus offered Sudharma to the Lord. The best thing should be offered to the Lord. We should offer ourselves to the Lord. For me, I am the best. Offer yourself to the Lord. This is how a devotee thinks. This way, Krishna becomes controlled by the devotee because of his love, because of the love of the devotee. ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதி கி கிரந்தராஜ் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கி நித்தாய் கௌர பிரேமானந்தே. எனி க்வெஸ்டன் ஆர் கமெண்ட்? எனிபடி ஹேஸ் எ க்வெஸ்டன் ஆர் எ கமெண்ட்? We may think that we are not protected the way we want to get protected. That's where the fault is. If you are surrendered to somebody and his protection, leave it to him to find out how to protect you. That is the meaning of not making plans unnecessarily. You make plan how to surrender to Krishna. Don't make plan how Krishna should protect you. He doesn't require your assistance for protecting you. What he requires is your love. Other things he can do very easily. It's a small job for him. So don't worry about how Krishna will protect you. I want you to protect me like this means you are not yet surrendered to Krishna. So therefore, till you fully surrender, he may not protect you the way you want him to protect you. And it will become disappointing. So, surrender means completely Lord will look after. Whatever happens to me, it is part of the plan of the Lord to look after me. That faith you should have. Whatever my mother does to me, the child knows, is for my good. She give me a bath and I will cry. She will wipe me, she will rub this, all this, I will cry. Chai, is this the way to keep me clean? Why are you rubbing all these things on this thing? Ah, you cry. But the child knows finally it is good for me. Mother, I want you to give me bath like this, not like that. It doesn't think, because you don't know. You don't know how to keep clean. The mom knows. Same way, Krishna knows how to protect you. Just shut up and surrender. That's all. Everything becomes all right. Don't complicate matters. This is the meaning of shelter of the Lord. This does not mean you should become a dull, non-thinking zombie. I don't have to think anything because everything Krishna will think. What I should do next, Krishna, I am completely surrendered to Krishna. That's not the type of zombie devotee that you should become. You should actively use your intelligence, mind, body, words in plan for the service of Krishna. And Krishna will know what is your intention very well. And in between that, what lessons you have to learn also, he will teach you. On the fly, you take it, yes, yes, I'm sorry, this is not function. Then switch to this, change gears. Then switch this, keep going. But don't think, see, it did not happen. Krishna, you're not protecting me. Don't be judgmental. Just you use your mind, body and words in the service of Krishna and continue to serve Krishna. If some things don't work, it must be because it must not work, because there's some other problem waiting for you. So better you shift and you go ahead with life. And Krishna will give you the intelligence how to do. Right? So in our devotional service also, we should take that dynamic spirit of depending on Krishna plus continuing to use our mind, body and words in the service of Krishna. Depending on Krishna doesn't mean I will not do anything. Depending on Krishna means I will do everything within Krishna's dependence. And if something doesn't happen the way I want, it's okay. It must be Krishna's plan. After all, I am a servant. What does it matter? That faith a devotee has. Right. Any other question? Yes. You have to be very loud because there are people waiting on that side.
You said that simple living and high thinking. So how to keep things simple and not complicated?
That's very complicated. How to live simply and think high. That's what we are trying to do. Nowadays, only complicated thinking is attractive to the conditioned soul. If you give a simple solution, they'll say, no, I don't like it. It's got no complications in it. So you're addicted to complicated ways and means. Simple living means simply simple living. It is nothing extra. Simple living. What do you need for living? Good air, nice water, little dal, rice, sabji, some chapati, some pongal here in South India, some sambar, some chutney, some idli, whatever is there, little bit simple, offer it to the Lord and accept it, and then simply chant Hare Krishna, no complication, simply worship the Lord, no complication, whatever He gives you, live within that. Tra la la la, Hare Krishna, it's very simple. Is there any complication in that? That's simple living. Keep Krishna in the center and your life will become simple. You take Krishna out of the center, it will become super complicated. So, simple living means keeping Krishna in the center. You will see life will automatically become simple. Because you will always think of Him and you will always offer to Him everything that you have. You will always chant His holy names and speak to others about Him. And your mind will be filled with Him. You automatically become simple. Although the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is very simple. He just plays a flute and He has a peacock feather and He has a little dhoti and He moves around with gopas and gopis in the village of Vrindavan. And if anybody prays any fool with Him, then He will lift with His little finger the hill and then protect everybody and then put it back. He knows when to show His opulence also. Right? The simplicity of the Lord is the greatest opulence. The simplicity of a devotee is actually the greatest opulence. Because people don't know to live simply keeping Krishna in the center. It's very difficult for people to learn that. Right? So, simple living means simply, simple living only. Right? You understand now? Yeah. Okay, any comment? Or any other question? Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki.